Two things real quick. One of them, if you're going to send a story, we now require that you send them via voicemail and make sure they're less than 2 minutes long. Secondly, I'm just about to tell you that this is episode 27 and it's 28. Thirdly,
Bobcat should never, ever be your friend.
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening, episode 27, brought to you the week of July 23rd, 2007. Nobody's Listening is a podcast where we tell you our funny life stories, and we hope that you will do the same. I'm one of your hosts. My name is James, and my sister is here.
My name is Amy.
Amy has a last name, but due to stalkers, we're not going to let you know what it is. And plus the fact that it's a weird last name, right, Anthony? That's right, old brother-in-law, old pal. How you doing, Amy?
It's wrong, James. It's wrong. It feels wrong.
How are you doing, though? How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Well, I'm doing even more fabulous. I'm doing so fabulous, it's not even funny. I'd like to give a shout-out to everybody out in the chat room. We've got Lauren out there in the chat room. One person on the chat room. And she's right now actively snugging up with a giant pillow. And so we're glad that we can see her enjoying the cast there. But again, it's been a good week for me. I got to talk to David this week. It was awesome. Yep. Amy?
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm talking to you.
Sorry, my computer went black and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, are you back?
I had a moment of panic.
Oh, okay.
But I'm okay now. I'm back. I'm alive. It's okay.
I talked to
David. Yeah, I want to talk to David.
Yeah, I talked to him on Skype and it sounded really good. I mean, him being in Ireland, you know, it's crazy.
Awesome.
He's doing great. Actually, I recorded a segment for the show. I knew he had an awesome animals attack story, so I wanted to make sure to get him on there. Speaking of which, today is a theme show. It's called When Animals Attack, and we're going to tell you several stories with that theme, and we asked for user input, and we got a ton. So much, in fact, that I might not be able to get to it all. But that's okay. Anyway,
that's okay.
Day 8, it's time for the weekly update.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update. It's my
life. Anyway, I'm going to go first, Amy, because we already know that your story is going to be about your daughter. So let's move on, shall we?
Fine. Whatever.
My story today is, I want to have a good weekly update every week, and sometimes I have to make things happen. But it didn't work out for me very well at all. Okay, so we were at the girly doctor. I took my wife to the girly doctor, and I got to go back in the room while they did a procedure. It wasn't any kind of girly procedure, thank God. But eventually I realized, you know, there was a time for me to go and leave the room. So I walked out into the lobby, and all these ladies are looking at me because I walked out of the lady doctor backstage, secret, private, no guys allowed area, right? And so I felt like I had to say something, so I just started walking really funny, like I had some sort of exam, and I just go, that was the wrong door to go into.
Oh, my goodness.
And nobody laughed at all. There was even another dude in the room, and he didn't even laugh. I think he was afraid. Yeah, definitely a domain that I knew nothing about. And I, to make matters worse, I didn't leave. I sat down in the corner, and I hit my elbow on one of the giant lamps and almost knocked it over. And so everybody's not only thinking I'm an idiot, they think I'm a total dork, doofus, retard too. what do you got for us? What do you got for us?
What do I have for updates?
Yeah.
All right. I have a really funny update about my husband, who is a little special sometimes, as you may know. We were sitting downstairs on the couch watching TV one night. And
did you both get a cough and not be able to go to church again?
No, different okay. night. We were snuggling, and he got up to do something, sat back down, and went to snuggle me again. And then he just starts screaming like David said, gross.
I'm making faces too. I don't want to hear
about
this. He
just started screaming like a girl, like something was attacking him.
Uh-huh.
And so he stands up, and his cell phone was like eating his butt because it slid down. But he had screamed so much like a girl that...
Did it start vibrating or what? What was the deal?
No, he just leaned over, you know, to snuggle me. And so it slid down between him and the couch.
And he thought he had got, huh?
He thought he was being eaten because we have a spider epidemic in our home.
Oh, see, you might have mentioned that.
Yeah, he thought he was being eaten alive. But really, though, it doesn't matter because it doesn't take anything to freak him out. So
thank you, Amy. I like what Lauren said in the chat room. She said this was a weekly update about snuggling and butts. You know, the podcast can't get much better after that kind of an update. So,
but I have another update.
Oh, okay,
this one's shocking. It's about my daughter.
Really?
And I were laying in bed
uh-huh.
one night and just relaxing, and we weren't snuggling. There was a 10-foot barrier between us.
There was space. Hallelujah. Thank you, and all the listeners, and just went, ah. The people that listen with their children are like, yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And we're almost asleep, and all of a sudden, we hear...
The cell phone!
Someone knocking on the door.
No stinking way.
And so we're like, what the heck? It's like 12 o'clock at night.
On your bedroom door or the front door?
Just knocking, and it sounded like on the door. Could have been on the bedroom door. You couldn't tell where the sound was coming from, so we're freaking out. And so my husband, being the strong, manly man, was like, Amy, go check and see what that is. No, not really.
That's what you get for marrying a little man.
I know. So he gets up, and he's like, I'm going to go check it out. And so he checks everywhere, and he's the whole time he's checking the whole house, checking the front door, but he's still hearing this knocking. And so he comes back in bed, and he's like, I don't know what he's like. Did you hear that? What is it? And it just keeps knock, 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 knock. And I'm like, there is a monster in the house. The one that was going to eat me years ago has come back to take my life now. And so finally I was like, well, go check on Abigail and make sure she's okay because maybe the monster's in there with her. And so he goes in there and he's like, come here, Amy. And so I walk in after him, and all you see is our precious little sweet little daughter standing up in her bed. And note, her crib is on our wall to our bedroom, and she's got her hand through the bars, and she's like, knock, 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 knock. And she's so proud of herself. Yes, she just looks up at us like, huh? Knock, knock, knock. So we had to move her bed away from our wall.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter did something like that, except she was just rattling the fence, the bars, like she was behind bars trying to get out and slamming.
She does that all time too.
Slamming the entire bed against the wall, so it was a little more obvious, but not her little tiny fist knock, knock, knocking.
That's why it was kind of freaky, because we had already moved her bed away from the wall because of the shaking of the bar knockage, and so I didn't even think her arms were long enough to reach the wall.
Well, what
so
you need to do is you need to take a note from Harry Potter and just put her in a bed underneath the stairs.
I agree.
That's the thing.
If we had a bed underneath the stairs, see, but there's no door. So I'd be afraid that she would, you know, wander about the flooded basement at night.
I have a theory, though, that if you're bad parents up until they're about 12 or 13, they'll love you more. Because then you can change. And then all of a sudden you'll be this amazing parent, and they'll just love you. And they'll be like, I've been praying for this forever. Thank God. Thank you.
Then they'll
you.
Be better Christians because they'll realize that prayer works.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you always go to church, you always do everything right, and you always raise your kids, they'll just be taking it for granted. I got to go out there and build a testimony. I got to start drinking and doing drugs so that, you know, I can find out if that stuff's really bad.
Yes, it's
really bad. I don't know. I'm going to find out. Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. I got 17 kids now with 3 different ladies. It's bad. Anyway.
But praise God, so I have a testimony.
You can avoid that, though, if you're just bad parents. That's my theory.
Right. I agree. You need to give them a testimony. Absolutely.
All the middle schoolers have just taken the gospel of Kennison to their hearts just now.
I'm going to go tell Anthony to put Abigail outside for a while.
That's right. Just let her run free.
Let her roam around, do her thing. She'll come back. You'll see.
That's right. They'll make a movie about it one day. It'll be awesome. She'll be an Olympian. I'm surprised I got that word out correctly. Olympian. It's a weird word.
That was unrehearsed, folks.
That's right.
Olympian.
Live hard drive. That's the way David would say it. Broke ya.
It's the featured story.
All right, folks, it is that featured story time. And since today is a theme show, it's actually going to be a series of stories, both from us and from our listeners. That theme being when animals attack. They do that, Amy. They do attack.
They do. They're evil, really. Yeah.
Do you have how many stories do you have to share with us today?
I have approximately three.
Awesome.
Stories.
Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go with one. Do you want me to tell them all, or do you want to crisscross?
We usually take back and forth, crisscross. That means we wear our jeans backwards, and we
That'll make you jump. That's jump.
all right. The middle schoolers are like, what?
What the heck?
Make me want to
We're old. We're officially super old. Do you remember those outfits that you and Jen had?
Shut up.
Cross-color.
It was cross-colors t-shirts, and that was fatty. That was super awesome. Matter of fact, my shirt said fat across the front of it. P-H-A-T.
Jen is like the most, I don't know, it just was funny because mm-hmm. she's so straight-laced.
So you and your husband never wore the same outfits?
We did, but not cross colors.
I was trying to be down.
You were down with the OPP.
My God.
All right.
You know me.
Here's our story.
Okay.
All right. This story takes place at Ginga's house. Mm-hmm. Grandma's house, mom's house.
That's right. Stalkers. For all the She's already dead, now. So
She's
you can't
dead,
stalk
you can't
her.
Kill her. It was me and Leanne. And since Leanne blocks her childhood, she doesn't remember this story probably. Mm. But we were in the garage
mm-hmm.
and we were hanging out. You know, James, you have to know Ginga's garage is full of everything in the world. It was used to be Papa Bill's garage and
There's
and,
also a puddle of pee.
Yes, a previous story yes. with the pee. And, yeah, David said peeing on each other. And so there's lots of stuff in there and just tools and, like, jars of nails and randomness. And so there's just lots of stuff. So anyway, we were out there messing around. I don't even remember what we were doing out there, but we heard a sound. And it sounded a little like this. It was like, and so we start freaking out, and we run away, and there's this loud crash, and all the stuff falls down, and like, it was just terrible and horrible, and so we didn't go back for a long time, and then me and David and Jonathan were out there, like, years and years later when we actually ended up living at Ginga's house after she died,
mm-hmm.
and you guys never did, but me and Jonathan, David did. And we were uncut. We were in that area, and I was like, I still have nightmares about this area of the garage. I don't want to talk about it. And David is like, it's okay. I'll take care of it. Let's go in. And so he starts moving stuff around. And the stuff was like 20 years later, not really, but 20 years later, the stuff is still right where we left it because of the scare of the evil demon cat. And he unloads everything, and there's a squished flat pancake cat
dude.
Underneath it. So the cat would have killed us. It would have attacked us, and I do consider this attack story because the cat was on the way to kill it and attack us.
But something intervened.
Got squished like a pancake.
That's not the first cat that I found in that garage like that.
Not even slightly.
Because Ginga fed these strays, and so there were always a good a good smattering of kitties around, and they weren't all nice. But they would have babies and stuff, and then stuff would shift because they'd be all crawling through it, and then boom, they would die. So, yeah. So anyway, that was awesome. That was awesome. Here's my first one. I don't know if you remember this, Amy, but when we lived in Yulee, there was a there's this mom. We had a chicken coop. That's the only way I know how to say it. We had a chicken coop, and we had chickens in the chicken coop. And mom decided that she wanted more chickens, not just the eggs. She wanted more chickens, and so she began to. She went and bought a rooster, and she put it in there with the other chickens. And the rooster was mean, Amy. The rooster was stinking evil. You don't remember that rooster. You're just saying that. You don't. You don't because you never had to feed him. You never had to feed him.
I remember him.
You remember him from a distance. You remember me coming back in with tears in my eyes and scars on my back.
Exactly.
Okay, I was about to say, don't even go there. I don't even remember ever seeing you in the pen, in there with the nasty chickens.
I remember the pen because there was pot growing in the pen.
There really was.
There was.
I forgot about that.
It wasn't our pot, but there was pot growing in with the chickens.
Well, that's because the chicken feed had pot in mixed in with it.
See, you forgot about the
and
pot.
It grew. Well, I didn't know what it looked like. I just remember mom saying, there's marijuana growing out in the chicken coop.
Exactly.
And mom had to burn it, and she liked the burning it.
And she was like, let's go sit by the fire.
Let's get some marshmallows.
This is so exciting.
I'm suddenly hungry. We got some chicken. Anyway.
Oh, I got the munchies after a bonfire.
Anyway, so... The point is, animals do attack, and this rooster hated me. Oh my gosh. And I hated it. And I would try to go out and feed these chickens and collect the eggs, and it would just attack me. And like from behind and get on my back and start pecking me and clawing me with these little things that he had coming out of his feet. They were like spurs. They were horrible. Well, mom didn't believe me. Until the day she went out there when I just flatly just almost all but refused. I couldn't dare refuse all the way because she'd kill me. But she went out there and the chicken attacked her. Now, there wasn't going to be none of that. She let the chicken loose. That was the answer. Let's let the rooster loose on the world.
No way.
And so it ran around and started chasing us and stuff. And eventually, mom shot it with a shotgun. And
that was her solution to getting rid of any animal we never wanted.
So she shot it in the head and from a distance, and the head just kind of flopped over and it kept walking around. And so she had.
Did you say PETA much?
She had me dig a hole and the chicken walked into it and then we buried it. It was horrible.
The chicken walked in on its own. It walked
in its own grave. It's just everything that is wrong with the world was wrong in that story right there. So this was actually when moms attack animals, not when animals attack. But
I know.
I mean, I know that the rooster deserved to die. I just don't think it deserved to die that way. Because when you're dead and you don't know it, that's just wrong.
So it was technically still alive when you buried it.
I don't know. I don't know what I feel about that.
It may still be alive to this day, James.
There are people that are disturbed by our animal stories, but it happened. It did happen, and we had no control. That's the part I want people to understand.
You were minors.
One girl wrote in and said something, the fact that, I didn't like your story about the birds, but you were young and you didn't know what you were doing. You don't understand. No child should ever be giving the responsibility to completely be over an animal, because kids are
alive.
It's yeah, unless it's a doll or a virtual pet.
Yes, a gigapet.
Yeah, something. Anyway,
you couldn't keep a gigapet or a plant alive.
Yeah, if you can't push a button, you can't own a dog. Amy, hit me with the next animals attack story real quick. Like
this one also takes place at Ginga's house.
Yep,
James. I don't know if you remember. You should, because you remember a lot more than I do. But there was a big, huge bird cage in the corner of the living room behind the door at Ginga's house. Do you remember that?
Before you and Mom moved in? Yes.
Yes.
And had a
when
big
Ginga
bird
actually
in it.
Lived there. Yes, huge bird. I don't even remember what kind of bird it was.
It was a big parrot-like thing.
Yeah, but the cage was huge. Most of the time it was covered up, because for some reason when you cover up the bird, it would like hit a mute
button.
It's
time to go to sleep.
Right. And that was it. So you cover them up. So anyway, one day, I actually have a podcast later on in my life that I'm going to do. And it's going to be things that James and Leanne talked me into. But this is one of them. And it had to do with animals attacking. So I decided to go ahead and use it now.
Okay.
But you guys were really abusive to me. And that's another counseling session. But I must say... we were standing in the living room, and you guys were like, I think it was James. It probably was, because James is the evil, conniving one, and Leah was the following talker into her person.
I led our family with peace.
With peace and hatred. So, anyway, James is like, do you hear that? And I'm like, no, what? And Leanne all of a sudden, like, apparently gets the secret cue. And so she's like, oh, yeah, I do hear it. And I'm like, what? I'm going to pee my pants. What?
Oh, there's
James like, dude, come here. come over by the cage. You can't hear it unless you're right by the cage. And so I go over the cage, and I'm like, I don't hear it. And Jay's like, dude, the bird is like making this crazy weird noise. It's like supersonic, ultrasonic, super duper, but you can't hear it unless you get closer. And Leon's like, yeah, get closer. You're going to have to get closer, Amy. And so I'm like getting closer and closer to the cage, and Jay's like, dude, seriously, you can't hear that? It's like so loud. And I'm like, I want to be a part of the group.
They can hear.
And so, anyway, you just keep telling me to get closer. And Leon's like, yeah, get closer. So he's like, Jay's like, just put your face right up to the bars. You can hear it. I'm telling you, you can hear it. Especially if you touch the bars, it'll reverberate through the bars. So I put my face on the bars. That bird bites the smack out of my nose. And you guys are like rolling around the floor laughing, and I got this welt on my nose, this welt of death. And you guys are evil. I'm telling you, the evil.
I don't even remember that, but that sounds so awesome.
Sounds exactly like you guys, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
You can't deny that. So anyway, that's one of my nice animals attacking story, which really, I mean, the animal is not to blame. I totally blame that on you and Leanne, the conniving people that you are. And all I was this little kid who peed her pants and wanted to be a part of the group. And I'm sure you guys didn't get in trouble for that either.
No, because things weren't reported. There's many things that were not reported.
His mom probably just smacked me and said, why'd you put your nose up to the cage?
Well, the thing is, anytime we ever did something like that to you, it was because it happened to us because we were idiots. All right, like there had to have been a point that we found out the bird bit the smack out of somebody, and so we're like, we're not going to be the only ones that have the smack bit out of us. Let's get Amy.
So it wasn't about teaching me a lesson. It was just being mean.
Yeah, it was just being mean. Sorry. Hopefully, this podcast is kind of making up for it. Anyway, if it doesn't, we'll buy Lauren's shirt and send it to you. Lauren has a cool shirt on. Anyway, so here's mine. Okay. All I remember is I was at somebody's house, and mom had various friends growing up, you know, and we'd go over to their house, and they had a pond. And so they must have been richer than us. And they had geese or swans or something. And I just remember thinking, these are the most beautiful birds I ever saw. They're like the end of the story of the ugly duckling. They're gorgeous. I'm going to go pet one, you know. It's like a petting zoo. There was no fences. There was no warnings. There was nothing. And so I go up and I began to try to pet them, and they ran away. So I chased them a little bit, and it became – the boy came out in me, and it's like, okay, if you're going to run, I'm chasing you, and I'm going to throw sticks at you. And so I chased them, and I got tired of it because they were very, very fast. So I turned around and started walking away, and I heard this sound coming up behind me. It sounded like this. And all of a sudden, I turn around, and there's this blistering white streak of evil down coming at me. Honk, 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 honk! And the thing is pinching me on my butt, okay? And I'm screaming. I suddenly, you know, if my voice had changed, it changed back, because I was up in the upper registers, and I'm screaming and running and crying. And, you know, there's not much else to the story other than I don't know how I actually got away from the thing, but I remember it just kept chasing me. And I finally decided to stop running because I'd tuckered out. But it didn't get tired of chasing me and pinching me. And so it followed me around for quite a while. And eventually I had to just grow up and move on and get taken home. I don't know how the story ended, but eventually I did grow up. So I decided to add that.
So you went from chasing it to him chasing you.
Exactly. Yeah, because I got tired of it because it was outrunning me. But then it saw me, you know, my back end, and decided that it was going to have retribution. And so there's no other story that fits when animals attack better than that. So basically, here's a little message to all the poor kids that don't know about the swan and the ugly duckling and all that. You know, swans are evil.
They are
beautiful, but they are evil. Same with doves. Doves are given all this credit, like they're all peaceful and awesome and everything. Have you ever lived near a dove? They are pigeons. They are white pigeons. Every attribute you give to a pigeon, you must give to a dove as well, because they make the same and it's very annoying. So doves are overrated. As a symbol, there's none better. But as an actual animal, They're a pigeon. And pigeons are rats with wings, not unlike a bat. You know what stinks, Amy, is I have several friends that I told about this theme, and they had these awesome stories, and none of them called them in. So
rude.
Yeah. All our friends are virtual, and that's sad. Anyway, do you have any more? You got another one, you said.
I got one more.
All right, do it.
All right, this was when we were living in St. Mary's, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
I got my first ever pet. We grew up with animals, obviously, all of our lives. But when you have your very own that you're allowed to call yours, there's just something about that.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got a Yorkshire Terrier, and it was a boy. His name was Fame. I don't know where that name came from, but anyway, name was Fame. And I just love that dog.
It was a movie back then.
Oh, okay. So anyway, I love the dog. It was like just a, you know, mother-daughter or mother-son relationship. It was a thing of beauty. I was training to be the parent that I would one day become. And so one day me and David were messing around in the den where the TV was, watching TV. Fame comes up to me and is like scratching on my leg, and I was like, "Hi, buddy, I'm watching TV, leave me alone." And so the dog goes away, and then I started feeling bad like an hour or two later, and I was like, "Where's my puppy?" So I go to find my puppy, can't find my puppy anywhere. And so anyway, I'm searching everywhere, and I don't know if it was you or Leanne, I don't remember who found him, but he was there was a hole in the fence to the neighbor's yard next door, and he had ventured nice and friendlily.
Gosh, I remember next door this.
See his best friend, like Bruno.
The Rottweilers. There were two of them.
Yes. And if you know anything about Yorkshire Terriers, they're like as big as your hand. And Mom always bought the smaller the better for breeding and all this. So yeah. He was really, really tiny. And so he was, as I was watching TV after I'd sent him to his death, he was getting attacked and eaten
terrible.
Two of his best friends. No, it was
why
horrible.
Are you telling this story? This is a funny show, and you're making it sad.
Why. No, this is why I thought of it, because he got attacked by animals and killed. And at the time, it was like the most emotional experience I had ever had
in my
life.
It was horrible for the entire family. Mom freaked out.
Yeah, I was like, I just remember walking down the hallway, and I was like, no, and I like threw myself on my face, and I was just like freaking out, and it's just funny now to look back at it and think of how this was the first experience with loss I had, and it was just like, it was so intense, but it's so funny now because...
No, it's not. It's terrible. There are people crying right now.
But it was so devastating, but it didn't matter.
Lauren on the chat room is depressed. She is literally crying.
Well, she's wearing a skull. She was already depressed.
Oh, man. She is sitting in the dark. She's laughing now, but anywho.
So that was my last. Oh, sorry. It's a private shirt.
It's a private shirt. Amy, that was horrible. You are banned. I'm going to ban
but
you.
But it was funny because I sent him away to his death, and then I was devastated, and
that's not funny. That's ironic. It's horrible. It's not funny. If you think it's not funny, write in. I'll draw you a picture.
You pressured me to come up with stories.
I didn't pressure you to come up with horrible stories. When animals attack, hey, one time I had a baby and I left it alone and a rat chewed off its face.
And it's funny now because now the baby grew up and
oh man, the color rat face. It's so great. No, it's not. I don't care. Time does not heal all wounds. Sorry.
Yeah, it
not
actually
all
does because I don't care. I mean, obviously you have some animosity towards
well, because
James
I had a different view.
Pain.
That was the day I realized that I was the only one in her family that could keep their head on straight in a time of crisis.
No.
It's horrible. All right, dadgum, I'm telling this story. I'm glad I have the last one. All the children who listen with their parents are crying, Mommy, what's going to happen to Snuffy when we get home? You know, oh my gosh. Is this what happened to Uncle Larry who drank too much? You know, anyway, go watch a Disney movie, kids. They never kill parents in those movies. They never play with
Have you seen Finding Nemo?
We skipped the first chapter when we show it to Jenna, and that's the truth. Oh, Jenna, stalkers know my daughter's name now. Dang it.
Jenna.
Ah, anyway.
You want some of this?
Dude, she quoted that whole thing the other day. The whole thing. Cute. She's in the back seat, and it's been months, and she goes, "Hi, I'm Jenna. I'm two. You're listening to Nobody's Listening. You feel me? Funky Flesh." And she's just, oh, man, it made me die. She had poop in her pants, but she can quote, you know, she can't potty train, but she can remember a podcast. Yeah, we're raising her right. Anyway, last one, and this is probably my favorite because it involves my wife, Jen. Stalkers. Yeah, we all have J names. It's a family I never wanted to have.
James,
Jenna, and other families beat up our family. But if we ever have another kid, we're going to have to name it a J name now. And that's what stinks, is now that there's three of them.
Otherwise, they'll be left out.
Exactly. They will feel sad. Why don't you love me? Why is my name Roberto?
Yeah, exactly.
It's James, Jenna, and this is back in the day when Jen was in college, and she was in this dorm room, and a mouse got in. And mice are very scary for the females, okay? Not all females, but most females that I know don't like mice. Most males I know don't like mice either, but they like being macho, and so they have to overcome it somehow. So that was my case. I don't like mice. I'm scared of them. I don't want to touch them. I didn't really want to kill it because we didn't have a lot of money, and we didn't have money to spend on mouse traps. We're in school. We're poor. But I wanted to get it out. So it was in the kitchen. So we, you know, dug up some stuff, moved some things, and ran him into the living room, which was not the plan. We wanted to try to get him out the door, but we knew he was under this one couch. So what we did is we took different items, books, chairs, clothing, different things, and we made a wall leading from the couch to around a corner in out the front door. The only thing is we ran out of stuff right before the very end, right in front of the kitchen. And so I told Jen, I said, "We got to do this quick. He's going to move. Just stand there. Just stand in the gap and fill in that hole. And when just stand there, the mouse will run out the door." And so I went and I moved the chair. The mouse runs straight out right toward the weakest link, which was who? Jennifer. That mouse didn't even worry, didn't even slow down. It ran right toward Jen. Jen screams, jumps up in the air, levitates. The mouse has plenty of time to run under her and into the kitchen where it is safe. So I went over and I pulled Jen down. She was still levitating, which is illegal in the Christian faith. Yeah, exactly. So we did go to church that Sunday and get that demon taken care of. But anyway, eventually we did have to shell out the $1.25 for the mouse traps, and we got him. We got him. Another animal dies in our podcast. So,
and yet you're not sad about that.
Well, you know, there are just, if animals aren't cute, they don't deserve to live. That's what I've realized in public is dolphins are cute, so they have to live. You know, sea lions and things, you know, only when they're babies do we care about the seals. But
it's true.
Up next, news, E and V mail.
It's time for news, and the only news I have is I want you guys to send in your picture. Send a picture of yourself holding a sign that says something about Nobody's Listening, and we'll put it on the main page. Do that. It's awesome. I mean, what other podcast loves their listeners enough to let them be featured on the main page? So send in, because there's only five people on there right now, and it's the same five people, and it's just like, it's a little scary. It gets a little scary. It's like I know these people now. And I want more photos. So anyway, we also on the main page, if you go there, you might notice that we've been updating at least once a day with a new feature. So if you have not subscribed through your favorite RSS reader or aggregator, as they call it, do that and you'll be able to keep in touch. We also have launched a mailing list so that we can let you guys know when we're recording a live show so you can join us on StickCam. So go to the main page. You'll see it on the bottom right-hand corner. You type in your email address, and you will be a part of our mailing list. And we promise we won't sell your stuff unless somebody offers a really good price for it. And you won't get any spam or anything like that. It's a Google mailing list, and so it's really clean and good. The only other thing I think of is we have our own social networking site. You can go to NLcast.com, which is our website, and you can find that on the bottom right-hand corner. Become one of our friends and join our social network. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot cleaner than MySpace. It's not
and various stalkers.
Yeah, there's not a lot of ads and stuff, and all you stalkers get on up there. I tried to – the only other news I could think of is I tried to open a T-shirt store this week. I know, and I have some really neat designs that I've worked on. Many of you know that I do graphic design and stuff like that. I ran into some problems. I have this one shirt I think would be very popular with the ladies. It says across the, it's got these two eyes that look really suspicious. And then underneath it says, "You might be a stalker. Call me Lucy." And it's a pink girl shirt. And I think it would be very popular, but I need to get it up there.
That is so awesome.
I know.
I want it.
Well, see there, I just have to get it up there.
What are the problems? What are the problems?
Well, this problem ended up being in Germany. And it was a German website, and so they listed everything in some other type of stuff, and shipping was outrageous. And I didn't realize that. It was better than Cafe Press, because Cafe Press limits the shirt colors and all this stuff, and these guys were just wide open. They allowed you to upload vector art instead of just JPEGs, and so I felt like the quality was going to be a lot better. But shipping was outrageous. So anyway, if anybody knows out there a great way for us to get T-shirts made, we'd love to start doing stuff like that. I would love to start wearing a generic, you know, nobody's listening T-shirt around town. Email and stories. Let's do this. Here it is. I'll read the first one, Amy, because it's from my friend Thomas. Thomas, his name is Arosh in the forums. He says, a good friend of mine used to raise bobcats in his backyard. T, you're not supposed to lie, dude. But anyway, they were in cages and stuff, and they were bred and raised to sell as domestic pets. Trust me, nothing beats having a pet bobcat. This story can't end well. So one day, I was in the backyard trying to pet one of the bobcats that never let anyone touch it. I didn't think bobcats let anyone touch them ever, but what do I know? I think his name was Bobby.
Bobby the bobcat.
And I think you made this story up.
Creative. Very creative.
Its back was leaned up against a chain link fence, and somehow I was able to reach my two longest fingers in. I'm guessing that's your first finger and the bad finger. And I was able to pet it softly. Just as I turned, he had a little misspelling there. Just as I turned to my buddy and told him I was petting Bobby, Bobby turned around as fast as lightning, reached his paw through the chain link, and slapped its claws into and onto the backside of my hand. I frantically tried to pull. Oh, he was trying to pull him into the cage so he could eat the hand. And so he's swatting and slapping, and I couldn't get away because it had me clawed. I felt like I was playing tug of war with my own arm. And I'm sure that if I lost, I would have been just more than a dirty puddle of mud. I don't know what that means, but I think you would have been more than a dirty puddle of blood. Bobcats should never, ever be your friend. That's the moral of that story. I could have told you the way that was going to end. It's like other stories, you know. Hey, my friend raised pythons. Yeah, you don't need to finish that story. We know somebody got bit. Anyway, read that second one, Amy.
All right.
Actually, they have two stories, and it's from Kurt Perry.
Yeah, I don't know who this – who is it from?
Kurt Perry.
Oh,
Stalkers! Get him.
He lives in Ontario. Just kidding. All right, he says, my miniature schnauzer, a real killer, practically bit my finger off once. Well, we already know the story. Moving on.
The end.
Right.
Yeah.
The end. We took both our schnauzers in to get them fixed and or neutered about 10 years ago. Our girl schnauzer, her name is Moxie, but you can still call her Lucy if you want.
Too late.
A tad bit there after her procedure. She had stitches on her belly, and from the time to time she would whine out in pain during that first week. I was holding her and petting her one night, and she started whining really loud. Being the rocket scientist that I am, I figured she might feel better if I let her bite down onto something. I didn't have anything handy, but I did have a finger, and I thought
a finger is always handy.
So being the brainiac that I am, I willingly offered up my index finger for her to bite down on. Apparently, she liked that idea because she clamped on it like a wolf on a lamb chop. At first, I thought, there you go, Mox. Does that help? It must have helped because the whining stopped. And then I thought, okay, Moxie, you can let go now. And then I went into panic mode as my little 10-pound schnauzer was clamped onto me like an alligator. I was yelling and trying to pry my finger. Oh my gosh, my computer went black.
You probably have a screensaver on.
I know, but I don't know how to fix it. Okay. I was yelling and trying to pry my finger out of her mouth, but she was clamped on so tight it was hopeless. I probably could have gotten loose had I chosen to punch her in the head, but I wasn't about to do that. So I just kept trying to wait for her to adjust her grip, and I finally yanked my finger out of her snout. If I was an orthodontist, I could have fit her for braces right then and there if I needed, because I had a perfect mold of her bite right across my finger. Oh, well, good intentions, I guess. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh.
I like the orthodontist part.
I bet when that thing bit down on him, he had no heck of an idea what to do.
No heck of an idea, and obviously he had no heck of a way to punch the dog in the head. So
I know. I would have just started. That 10-pound schnauzer would have started flying around like, you know, like a Chucky doll.
Then you probably would have been missing some skin as the slippy, slidey.
Oh, okay, thank you. Story number two, never give her out a bath. He says, I moved from Iowa out to Idaho. Who cares? They're both the same state, aren't they? I was living at my finances home with her and her family. And my mother-in-law is a teacher. She had rats in her classroom. He hated the rats. They were weaselly and nasty. They had beady eyes. Nasty creatures. But he says, I'm sure the Lord had something in mind when he created him. Anyway, after the school year was over, she brought him home. The nasty rat smelled like pee. Go figure. I got this bright idea that once it was all done, I'd give him a bath. So I grabbed the rat. It was gross. And I put him in the tub. He turned like a ravenous buzzsaw. All four paws started shredding anything in sight. Unfortunately, so anyway, he threw the rat against the wall and it fell in the toilet and he flushed it. There. I finished the story. That's not what happened, but he sprayed. Oh my gosh, he sprayed it down with Lysol. That was even better than my ending.
That's funny.
Oh gosh. All right. Hit that one from Payne.
All right. Payne S. On our trip of Italy, people had mysteriously been getting attacked by a flying creature during the night, causing flesh wounds to the face. My aunt was attacked the first night and had to make my uncle get up and go to the bathroom because she was so afraid. Huh? Oh, so he could go to the bathroom with her, not for her. But a few days after we first got there, we found out that what was attacking us was an owl protecting her three babies. On our last night in Italy, my younger sister, Abby, decides she wants to go see them for the last time at dusk. When I was walking up the stairs, I saw outside the window the owl swoop down and put her claws into her face. She lets out a blood-curdling scream and comes running back to the door of the house we are renting. She got a nasty cut right under her right eye, in the middle of her cheek, and right below her nose.
Oh,
looking back, the family still gets a little chuckle out of that, even though then it was kind of frightening. See, they're chuckling now when they were scared back
then. Yeah, but then nobody's pet died. The owl didn't carry off their baby. It just...
She could have died from owl poisoning.
That
would have been sad.
All you'd have to do is get some owl salve and just apply it to the wound.
You can't find that at the local Walgreens.
You can't. It's just not around.
They could have been out of time, and little Patsy, oh, what's her name? Lucy, could have died.
I think it's crazy, though, that they went out dancing around after other people had been scarred in the face, okay?
And they send their tiny little daughter out there.
Hey,
yeah, just go run amok with the owls.
Or whatever creature is swooping down to attack us.
You know, just get closer.
Oh.
Just get closer and you'll be able to hear it.
Yeah. All right, Connie writes in. She says, I was at church camp and the caretaker had a retired police dog named Susie. The caretaker told her that, told all the kids, that dog will chase you and attack you if you run away from it. And so she says she knew better. But she ran to catch up with her group later on, and one minute she was up, the next minute she was flat on her face with a dog on her back, and the dog was wagging her tail when she got up, but she had gouged a trench into her lower back that probably should have had stitches. The caretaker felt awful, but this wasn't, you know, a time when people were suing
so
other people.
Depressing.
And so he says, I never complained or sued or anything like that. We'd been warned not to run around her, so it was her fault, she says. I had a very odd scar on my back for years, but 30-plus years later, I'm okay with that now. Oh, my gosh.
That's so
depressing. Sue him. Sue him. He's probably dead, and the dog's probably dead, but sue the camp. Do it. Do
it.
I'm
so depressed right now.
Say what?
I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
Because she has a scar, and that's not funny. I'm depressed.
What's funny is that she took the blame. Girl, Connie, that is not your fault that they had an evil
admirable
dog at the camp.
Dog of death at a camp with children who run.
It's ridiculous. It is amazing the things that that they got away with back then that we don't get away with now. So
too happy.
Anyway, Mike, you got this one.
I got this. Mike says, when I was 6 years old, my family had a couple cats. One cat was just a miserable black furry ball of fur-y, and her name was Pepper. She didn't like humans. One day isn't that the first clue that shouldn't be a pet? One day my family and the neighbor's family were hanging out in the cul-de-sac when a stray dog with a tennis ball in his mouth came running up. The neighbor's dad takes the ball and starts playing fetch with the dog. Their dad decided it would be funny to throw the ball at Pepper and watch the dog chase after the ball. It did. The dog chased after the ball until he saw Pepper in all her glorious rage hissing at him. Pepper ran into the house, and being a compassionate six-year-old, I ran into the house to console her. I found her squatting in the living room with her hair up on end. I went to her and bent over to console her when she unleashed her unholy revenge on me. By the time my parents got her off of me, I needed to be taken to the emergency room to have 30 stitches put in place all over the top of my head.
God, beware the kitty. Chomping on her.
See, I'm depressed again.
Stop being depressed. It's okay. Animals attack. They do this. I don't know why we allow them in our homes. I don't have a pet.
Oh, really? They are vicious.
I don't have a pet.
You used to have pets.
Ugh. None of my pets worked out well. Anyway, Jesse says, one time I was at the zoo, I wanted to go over to the monkey section. This is the one I've been waiting to read. This is the same Jesse that wrote in about the puke story last week.
Yes.
He was at the zoo. I wanted to go over to the monkey section. The monkey section was a hallway with glass on both sides and monkeys behind the glass. Imagine that. A monkey started staring at my mom. And I was like, monkey, you better walk off. My mom's married. No. The monkey started staring at his mom for like 30 seconds. The monkey lunged at my mom and slammed in the glass. He says, I was like four, so I was really, really scared and started crying. I didn't have fun the rest of the day, Jesse. Well, Jesse's mom writes in. And I don't think Jesse even knows this, so he's going to be hearing this podcast.
No way.
She writes, Dear Amy and James, here's the rest of the monkey story. The part that Jess was unaware about. After I got him calmed down and away from the monkey house, we strolled over to a pond where a seal was swimming. A little hurt bird fell in the water, and as it struggled, the seal came in when one gulp ate it. His brothers distracted him so he didn't see. But we all felt pretty queasy for the rest of the day. Entry into the zoo was free. We sure got our money's worth.
Oh, my gosh.
That zoo trip was just doomed from the beginning.
So now poor Jesse is going to, like, hear this, and he's going to be like,
That poor bird, I could just feel it thrashing and hoping to get free. I didn't know seals ate birds.
Oh, that's horrible.
I mean, fish, yeah, that's acceptable, but just a gulp of bird down. Anyway, she says, thanks for a clean podcast that gives my kids so much enjoyment. I hope that one day more people will be listening. Yeah, it's hard doing a podcast for only three people. You and your two boys, but
listening.
Say what?
I said, I hope that one day more adults will be listening.
Well, yeah, it's important.
I like the kids, but we need everybody from all walks of life.
That's right. We need old people, but we need to quit making fun of them. That's the problem.
Yeah, James.
I want to be old, but there's one more that I don't have the email for, but I remember reading it. It was about somebody that was under a tree, and they were throwing rocks at squirrels up in this tree, and they're done throwing rocks. It was similar to my geese story because they start to walk away, and the squirrels run down and start chasing them. They're these giant black squirrels, and they chase them into the house, and the kids are screaming, and they're running in the house, and they're like, rabies, rabies! So, oh, and least I forget, Bob off the forums and in the chat room was very persistent demanding that I read this story. He sent it in months ago. So, Bob, if you're listening to this podcast, you will be happy. Basically, Bob had a kitty. Kitties don't like water. He had a pool. And somehow this cat found itself on a floating piece of furniture in the middle of the pool. And as soon as that thing got to the other side, the cat ran and decided, I guess it had been thinking about getting inside the back screen door for quite a while, planning its escape, the torture, horrible, water from hell all around it. And as soon as it got to the other side, it jumped off of the inflatable, ran so fast like a streak of lightning, and pierced right through the screen door, completely unaware that there was a screen. They asked the cat later how it felt, and he says, "Meow, meow, meow. I didn't know, meow." Wait a minute.
Wow, that was worth the wait.
I just had a flash to Mr. Rogers, because that's the way that stupid cat on Mr. Rogers talked. "I don't know, meow." That cat was always sad. It was always sad, and you just wanted to slap it. Didn't it live next to X the owl?
Yes.
Meow.
The depressing.
What's that package, meow? And,
I'm nosy, meow.
So anyway, Lauren says I should stop picking my nose. I have nose hairs, and they stick out a little bit, and they tickle. So I'm not really picking my nose. I'm parting my nose hairs. I forgot to wear the hair clips. So
just put some gel up there. So wiggle it around.
Anyway, is there anything we're forgetting? Oh, we've got to. We'll do the recap song later. I'll record that after the show, like last week. And we have got to give away a button. So, Amy, out of all of the input that we've had this week, who gets the button? What story do you think gets a button this week?
What do you think?
I think we should send Lauren a button because she's the only person that is on the chat room from the very beginning.
I think you're right. She's very supportive.
She is, and she's got a cool shirt.
Right there. And she was watching TV, though.
Oh, that's right. That's right. She was.
I don't know if you missed that, but she was watching TV for a little while. So she wasn't 100% there for us.
Anyway, it's time to get out of here, Amy. So let's tell them the phone numbers and all the details. You can call us on the Nobody's Calling line at 206-600-5704. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. You can also record audio comments and send them to us there. Or any kind of feedback at all would be great. You can get on our website at nlcast.com. Check us out at MySpace at myspace.com/nlcast. You can leave us an iTunes review. You can get on our website and get on our Frapper map. Don't forget to check out the forums. We have a good community going on there and a lot of fun, a lot of people getting to know each other and sharing funny information about themselves. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. My brother Dave was on, Amy was on, all these different things. We're so glad that we had everybody there. And remember, even though this podcast is getting more and more popular every week, the fact is, nobody's listening.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Doggies and kitties, chickens and birdies, they are so cute, they are so pretty. Bobcats and squirrels, Rottweiler dogs, snakes and eels, and warthogs. When animals attack, it's terrible. You see them coming, but there's nothing you can do. God gave them teeth so they could bite you, and you know, you know that's true. Well, here's a story about a small doggy. Amy used to own name fame. She sent him away next door to play with some Rottweilers that found a cool game. Well, fame found that they were gonna play catch. He was the ball. He got torn to shreds, and that's not all. It's a story that's just not funny. It's a story that's awfully sad. That's why I'm banning Amy from the podcast, 'cause she made us sad. When animals attack, it's just not pretty. Oh, that's why they aren't living in my house. Don't care if you're a dog or a teeny tiny mouse attacking my future spouse. You're not living in my house. Bobcats don't even make it on the list. They're not supposed to be around kids, much less full-grown adults that don't have enough sense to keep their hands where they should. Don't listen, 'cause I'm not kidding. Don't buy a bobcat kitten. Oh, when animals attack, it's terrible, 'cause you're trying to run and they bite you in the back. You think those swans are so nice. When animals attack, you know you've got to run away. Pet stores make me cringe still to this day. There's really nothing at all left to say. When animals attack, you better really watch your back. Rabbit, squirrels, and cats that run through screen doors. At least we didn't hear anything about people being run over by horses. Rabbit horses. Wait a minute, that might actually have been funny. Dang it! How you doing, folks? This is James with Nobody's Listening, and I have a surprise for you. I have my brother David on the line from Ireland. Say hey, dude.
Ireland, dude, what's up? Good jevin, yo.
I'm
in Ireland.
How are things going in Ireland?
This is like the third day I've had where it hasn't been raining out of 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. So it does rain a lot.
Yeah, well, it's the worst summer they've ever had in history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because even London's flooding right now.
Dude.
Yeah, it's pretty bad over here. But anyway, yeah, it's great, dude. Living the life. The first week I got here, I started actually not meaning to talk like an Irish person.
Uh-huh.
I felt sort of retarded. Because here's this yank, because I'm introduced as the yank. This is the yank. This ain't my dog boyfriend. This is the yank.
Uh-huh.
And then you started like talking like this, you know, and you say, well, what's the crap? And I'm like, I gotta stop doing that. So I finally stopped it because I've got to be me.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's gonna bleed over to you. Hey, we're doing a show today called "When Animals Attack," and I know when we first mentioned that, you said you had a story.
Yes, I do.
So spill it, dude. Okay. Irish boy.
Okay, we were living in Georgia at the time, 105 Martha.
Uh-huh.
And mom went to the church right down the road, the AG church.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, mom was up there doing music stuff, and I got in a fight with Amy or something like that. I was like, I hate you. I'm leaving. I don't hate Amy. She's a very loved person in my life. But back then, I had loathed her. So I think I got in a fight with Amy. I left, started walking down the street. Now, I couldn't have been no more than 8. Walking down the street by myself, it was only like a block and a half away. And so I start walking down the street, and then I take the left, you know, head into the church, and I see this little poochie pooch on the side of the road. I'm like, oh my God, why is he not at home in bed with food in his plate? You know, that's what I'm thinking. I'm like, Mom taught me if there's a dog out there, you save it.
Yeah.
And you pick it up and you bring it. You rear it as your own. So I walked over to it. It was just sitting there. And it was sort of drooling. A little bit of foam in the mouth. And I was like, oh, he's so hungry.
That he's drooling.
And I didn't understand later that he was drooling at me. But but so I walked over and I gave him a little on the head. And he started purring. And I was like, why is this dog
Dogs purring? Don't purr, David.
I know, they growl. And so when I was 8, I didn't know this. So I went over to him and I just pat him on the head. And Mom always said, if you find a dog with a collar, make sure it looks, see if it has an ID tag.
Yeah.
So I reach under, you know, to pull that. And that dog pulled a Cujo on me, dude. He bit into my left elbow. Okay. Bit into it. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, ah! So he was a small, like, chow, so I picked him up when he's still biting on my elbow. I pick up and I start running. Well, he finally lets go, bits me twice in the arm, and then I'm just running, and he bits me, like, in between my left butt and my knee, like, up in there.
Yeah.
And I kick him off. Cujo is attacking me. I'm 8. I don't know what to do, but run to the Holy of Holies. That's all I know.
To the house.
So I didn't even know where I was running, but I saw the cross. That's all I got to say. I saw the cross.
The front door? Oh, the church. Okay.
Ran to the Holy of Holies, brother. My arm is bleeding. I'm talking about drenched down to my whole left side. The back of my leg is bruised up. I don't think it was bleeding, though, but my arm is bleeding. I walk in, and I know I was crying and all that because I was 8, people.
Yeah.
I was allowed to cry.
It's okay.
And so Mom comes running out and freaking out, what happened? Dude, blood all over the place. I'm like, a dog bit me. Not a dog. And so turns out, you know, obviously the dog wasn't purring. It was growling. And it wasn't drooling. It was foaming at the mouth, if you will.
Oh, man.
But so that was my attack story. We later saw that dog. It was the front bumper of the van, but no, I'm joking about that. I think God, Mom never found it, but she probably ruined her car.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so you know, nothing real funny, hilarious, but
oh yeah, that was so boring. That was a boring story.
I know, dude.
Gosh.
Hey guys, it's Miriam. Well, continuing on with the dog peeing on the shirt thing. Well, my cousin was telling me the story, and then her brother was wearing the red shirt, and the dog jumps on him and pees on him. And then my cousin, quote unquote Lucy, is all like, hey, maybe because your shirt's red, he thought you were a fire hydrant. And it was one of those really funny things that you just have to listen to. So I hope you actually get this one. So bye.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.